Lights, camera, action.
Welcome back, chicken heads.
You're joining us on the Chicken Ham with S&M Podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm motherfucking Madison.
And you're back to join us on season 3, episode 4.
Woo! We made it so far.
This one's going to be a good one, I think. We'll probably laugh a little bit through it. If not, I'm sorry. Actually, I know I'm going to laugh. Oh, that looks really cool. We're tie-dying. As we do this as well. But anyways, this episode, we're going to be discussing something that in one of our little girl groups that we're in. We love you, ladies. Something that came up this week, and we decided, hey, you know what? Let's discuss this topic on the episode, because we feel like a lot of ladies out there need help in this area.
And reassurance.
So come on down to Vagtown, where we're going to be talking about vaginas.
Vaginas.
The lady bits, ladies, men that might be joining us. You're so fast. I've already got through. I haven't done mine yet. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm off track. But no, there's so many things. I feel like us women, we're
self-conscious.
Yes, we're self-conscious anyways when it comes to this stuff. Just because of like porn, I feel like gives an unrealistic
expectation.
For sure. Which is sad, you know?
Just straight out on vaginas and dicks.
Oh God. Yeah, for sure. Like people, come on now. Like honest to God, I've only seen maybe a couple giant dicks in my life, and I've seen my fair share. I've never seen these like monstrous like ones that all these dudes have on pornos. I don't get it. But you know, I know y'all are out there. Trust me. We don't want to see it. I'm just saying, like, I myself have never experienced that on a day-to-day basis, I guess I should say. But I mean, it happens.
And men that listen to this, not all vaginas look the same.
Exactly. It's just like all tits don't look the same. And I mean, not saying that all dicks look the same, but they look quite familiar. I mean, besides, you know, some having a sleeve. Other than that, like, I feel like dicks pretty much stay in the same ball ground, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. We got those small...
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, what they look like. I'm not talking, like, size-wise, but, like, you know, the head, the shaft, the fucking balls. They all look same. You've seen one dick, you've seen them all. Unless, like I said, it has a sleeve. And when I say sleeve, for those of you who might not know, I'm talking about motherfucking like an uncircumcised dick, a snuffleupagus. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Now you know.
They don't sound as bad as what she's saying.
I've never experienced one myself, so I guess I'm just talking on like...
They don't look any different when they're hard.
You know, honestly, God, like, I've never even watched a porn. Well, I'm sure I've watched a porn with a guy that's uncircumcised. I can't say that I haven't. But I've never gone into it like thinking, tonight, I'm going to go look for a video with a man with an uncircumcised dick.
They would have to be soft.
I'm
circumcised dick when they're hard. It's not any different than
I feel like there's still going to be a sleeve somewhere. There's still going to be a little
I mean, if
extra,
he doesn't have a hard on, yeah.
There's still going to be some extra tugging skin somewhere. I mean, I'm not talking like, I know it's going to be hard.
I'm with somebody that has.
But I'm just saying.
An uncircumcised.
I'm just saying.
Wiener.
I just, I don't know.
They know how to clean their shit better, I can tell you that much. They have to.
I was going to say they have to know, because if not, it gets disgusting.
It does.
I could only imagine. I would not want to do that. Well, that's me as a man. I'd rather just take it off. But, you know, to each their own, because I know some people, you know, it's like against their religion and stuff to chop your dick skin off when you're born.
Like when those women have to chop off their clit.
Right? No joke. It's a sad world that we live in.
And they can't experience good sex that way.
Genital mutation people. What color do I want to go with next?
I don't know. But let's just say not all vaginas are pink and pretty and...
No, like some are brown, some are purple. Like not like legit purple, but they're like a darker pink. They're like a red, a maroonish color, if you will.
Some have a little black tint to them.
Exactly.
Some lip is bigger than the other lip. Some don't have lips.
It just happens, people. It happens.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And you know what? And it'd be great for all of us to come to terms with that.
Yeah, but like we've seen plenty discussed. Like, that's not how it is. And like I said, but with porn, you know, these little pussies are looking all so pretty and pink and just...
They bleach those motherfuckers.
I mean, not everyone's going into it looking for like a pretty pink pussy. Yeah, some are going into it looking for some caramel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But oh, like, you know, I'm not saying that every pussy, I'm basically just hitting on the fact that not every pussy is pretty and pink, and not everybody goes for a pretty pink pussy.
Because I mean, no offense, I really want to get my pussy bleached.
I mean, how would you even go about that?
Doesn't it burn?
I wouldn't know.
We need to ask somebody that does.
So is this all I do on this one?
Yeah.
And then just pull the rubber bands off.
If you want to. But do you want to get through here?
Okay, yeah. I do, actually.
I want to do that.
Thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome. So I'm making a mask that's just going to be pink around the edges.
I'm just making all kinds, a mask with all kinds of colors. I just feel like going really colorful this evening, y'all. You're joining us on our arts and crafts evening.
We haven't done this yet.
Yeah, no, we haven't. This is something new. I have never tie-dyed before up until about an hour ago.
Yep.
And I tie-dyed my first t-shirts ever, which is so cool.
She loved doing it.
Back to Vagtown, though.
Down in Vagtown.
I know growing up, we call it a coochie. Like, I don't know what mother thought, like...
Yeah, I remember.
Why do we call it a coochie, you know? But we did.
I remember starting my period and going to be like, Mommy, I'm bleeding out my vagina.
That's probably later on. But when we were little, that's what we called it.
Yeah.
What other names would you call yours?
A cookie.
A cookie?
A cookie, a flower, a tulip.
Oh, come on. A kooka, a gina.
Or of a JJ, but I can't say the JJ anymore because James is like, stop talking
right.
about me.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. And that happened.
My son's name is Jameson, and we call him JJ for short, or just J. And the JJ, he thought I was talking about him, and I was not.
Here we go. Was that good?
So now I know to filter my conversations now.
No, I really know to filter our conversations because Brady
hears everything.
Everything. Wants to know what's going on, how it's going on, how it's affecting everybody. You know, he cares. It's what it is. He cares so much, he wants to know, and I get that. But sometimes I'm like, if this is for adults only. And sometimes I'm like, how can I even sneak away to have a conversation so he doesn't hear?
Because he wants to follow you and listen.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sure you parents with kids and stuff know exactly what we're talking about. Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that, Shandy. It actually turned out good.
It turned out really good. Now what do I do with it?
Here, I'll take it.
But no, trying to get privacy with kids these days, especially when they get older, it gets harder. And I'm not going to lie about that, you know. They're like, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? What's going on? Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? We're going to do this.
Why are you bleeding from your vagina?
Right? Having to explain all that to them. That's been fun. But yeah, no, those are certain names. I'm sure there's other names that people call them.
One thing that I've never gotten is why people call their private areas no-no.
A no-no?
A no-no.
I don't understand that either. Like, that's your no. I mean, I get like that's your no-no area, but like that's not.
Like when I'm telling you no-no, I'm not talking about your private area. I'm saying no-no. Like, don't do that.
Exactly. And see, I can understand where kids would get that confused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't get that. Like I said, I understand calling it the no-no area. Like, no one should go near that area.
Yeah.
It's your no-no area. But I don't think you should call it no-no. I mean, I could understand calling it like a hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
You know? But not anything else, to be honest.
No, because, like, I had a problem with it with that one
yeah
kid. Because I would say no-no. And they're like, why are you talking about my private area? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm saying no. Like, don't do that.
you know.
Yeah.
Ugh. I couldn't do that. I mean, like I said, teach their own. You know, we're not knocking you if like that, that's your thing to do. Like, not at all. But we don't get it. So, you know, we're more than welcome to.
We're open to opinions.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. We're more than welcome to learn about it. You know, like we want to know how people think because we all think differently. And guess what, people? That's not fucking frowned upon.
No, we were all born different. We were all made different. So why can't we have different views?
Exactly. And, you know, if we agree to disagree, then so be it. But that's the thing. You can't agree to disagree these days. Everyone's views are people's views. Like, but the thing is, they're all like fucking assholes. We all have one. Okay? It's not going to change anything. We should all just love each other and get along. I feel like it's something we preach quite often.
Amen.
Yeah.
But back to vaginas, Shandy.
Sorry. Yeah, we got a little off topic. It happens.
Did you ever have a moment in your life where you thought, like, okay, my vagina looks weird?
Not really. I've always honestly really, like, not that I'm like in love with my vagina or anything, but I've always liked my vagina.
My vagina's so pretty.
I mean, I've never thought like, oh, I don't like the way it looks.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know there's people out there that have.
Yeah.
And yeah, I totally get it. I totally understand. Like right now, right now, there's no way in fucking hell because, you know, sometimes you want to be sexy and stuff and take pictures for your significant other. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, they'd like a picture of your downstairs undercarriage, you know?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't right now just because I'm still not comfortable completely with my body just yet.
100% okay.
So like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it eventually for Luke. But you it's not something that I'm like willing to do right now.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
See, I did. I had a a minute there where I didn't like my vagina. I didn't like. I was never eating out until I got with Derek.
Really?
Because
you just didn't like it.
Didn't want someone down there because I didn't like you yourself. Myself down
yeah,
there.
Oh, that's understandable.
Because I thought it looked different. I thought it was different. You know. And I always wondered.
Well, what was it that made you not like it, I guess?
I have one lip a little bit longer than the other, which is completely normal.
Yeah.
But then like I was
supposed to be sisters, not friends.
I was 14 and I end up rubbing myself raw down there. And I got mommy to look at my vajayjay and she's like, have you been sexually active? I'm like, no. She's like, so you haven't been with anybody? I'm like, no. And she was like, okay. She's like, well, maybe, you know, your pants are just rubbing you raw. I'm like, okay. Well, maybe. And from then I thought it was weird because I had one lip that was swollen.
Yeah.
I mean, it became very enlarged and I ended up having to wear shorts.
Did you ever think that it could have been an ingrown hair?
No, because it was actually my labia itself that was full of blood.
Gotcha. Okay.
That some pregnant women get after they have a child.
Yeah.
Where their blood rushes down there and it just built up.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't have a problem.
Yeah, no, I can't say that I ever have.
Derek made me feel sexy about it.
Yeah, see, and sometimes that's all it takes is just that one person making you feel comfortable. You know, screw what everybody else is. And that's another thing. Like, everyone, you sit here and think, it's probably another thing, too, with porn. Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with porn. We're just saying it sets unrealistic expectations. You know, it's probably another thing with porn is you're like, man, they have all these, like, these pussies that look like this. Sorry, y'all. I'm a little vulgar with my words.
True.
Vaginas, the vaginas, that look like this. What, you know, mine doesn't look like that. Not, you know, everybody else's does.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting here thinking you're the only different one, but in reality, like,
I'm not.
You're not. There's plenty of others out there.
And then what's all that? I never heard of somebody cutting off their lips, their labias, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess make them shorter or whatever.
Yeah, I guess it's like a thing that you can do to. It's a surgery that you can have to. It's just a modification. I mean, it's plastic surgery at its finest, honestly. Like, really? I don't know why. I understand why someone want to go through it, especially if you feel like, you know, it's your only option. It's not going to change. You're not going to feel any better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know either. At all.
And, you know, there are people out there, though, that have weird, or not, I'm not going to say weird. I'm sorry I didn't said weird. That have or are born with these deformities, if you will, because mm-hmm. some are born with deformities mm-hmm. or just being different. I'm not going to call it a deformity. I'm just going to call it being different.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I said, another thing, porn will set a thing making these people feel like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
I mean, for a while there, you know, when I think I was, I'm going to say 17, 18, maybe 19 years old. I can't remember how old I was at the time. But, you know, I started watching porn just to see, like, to be more experienced of what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, why does their vagina look like that and mine doesn't? And that's when I started becoming more self-conscious about my, you know, downstairs area. I mean, because mine wasn't pretty and pink like that. And, you know, I mean, it was pink, pink.
Yeah.
Like, their shit was pink, pink. Like, I'm sorry, that. And I'm sure women do have a very pink. Oh, that's cool. A very pink vagina. But mine was darker than that. And yeah. I never understood why until, you know, I got older, of course. I'm like, oh, you know, I went to the doctor. My doctor said my vagina was completely fine and normal.
Yeah, see, and like I said, that's why I always say, like, everybody's vagina, like, just like everybody's body mm-hmm. is different. Everybody's vagina.
Like, every man's balls hang a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not always all tight up there and prim and proper.
Nope. So pretty. I think you moved it just a little bit. She's taking a picture of her mask for Luke. I like it. I like it a lot. I like nipples, you know, women. They.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there you go. But nipples on women, you know, are different as well. You got those big old, you know, nipples, you got small nipples, medium nipples. You got women that have two different size nipples, two different size breasts.
Yes.
I mean, they're all different.
And the thing is too, like, not all fucking tits are going to be perky ass motherfuckers. Don't get me wrong. Like, I wish I had some perky titties. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen unless I pay surgery for it. Cause mm-hmm. I don't think there's an exercise to lift the puppies up the way I wish they would lift up. And I know you other mothers out there know what I'm talking about.
Ones with big knockers. Sorry, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. I've had two kids and they're just not what they used to be.
I should have been Annie Tracy's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I feel.
I'm trying to think what else.
I think we pretty much covered all
of it. Yeah, we did. We covered a good bit of it. I can't think of anything else.
No, I can't either.
Well, do we want to wrap it up or what do we want to do?
Now on to female facts about the vagina.
Woo-hoo. Yes, so men, I guess, listen closely. You might learn a thing or two. And you women, you might know this, you might not, but we figured let's throw this out, maybe have a giggle or two mm-hmm. while we do it.
Let's do it.
One of the first things, though, you know, you have your vagina. And you have different parts, like your labia, your clitoris, your vulva. Okay, mm-hmm. your urethra. I can't talk. Anyways, did you know that your vulva is not your vagina?
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's your vulva then?
Basically, the vagina is 3 to 6 inches long muscular canal that runs from the cervix, the lower part of the uterus, to the outside of the body. The vulva is all the outer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I didn't know that.
So everything that's inside of you is your vagina.
Gotcha.
The outside, your lips and everything like that is your vulva.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. See, look, I learned something
new. Now you know.
You don't know. Now you know. Also, most people can't orgasm from vaginal penetration alone. But also, only 20% of women experience an orgasm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy how far that 20%. So
you never experienced.
Oh, I thought you said that.
Do. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Do 20% do experience.
So there's 80% that don't.
Maybe it's the other way around. I can't remember.
Dude, well, either way.
Either way. Yeah.
there's 20% people that might not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And now is that either way? Like if they were to like do it themselves mm-hmm. or oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
What about anally?
I didn't read that far into it, Shani.
Sorry.
There is a G-spot in the anus, though. We're going to go ahead and say that.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Another fact, not all people with vaginas are women because people can be born with both.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I knew they could be born with both, but I didn't know, like, what category they would fall under.
They would fall under non-binary.
N-A?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or should we leave that part out?
No, I don't know. Well, we learn new things all the time, and it's good for us to learn facts like this. So, it doesn't bother me. Cut out. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. All right. I'll say this one then.
Since we're okay.
All right. Another fun fact is vaginas do tear during childbirth. But don't worry, this is normal.
Well, yeah, I mean,
come on now, you're pushing a huge ass head. If you didn't know this by now, like, you've been living under a motherfucking rock.
I didn't tear.
Well, not everybody tears.
Yeah, not everybody tears.
Not everybody tears, but you can tear.
Oh, 79% of vaginal deliveries include tearing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or require an incision. Wow. And
some can tear all the way to your butthole.
Yeah, believe I've heard that.
That. Could you imagine healing?
That would fucking hurt. I'm sorry. No.
Could you imagine taking your first shit afterwards? Oh, no, not today.
That's like taking your first shit when you have a C-section.
Yeah, it's scary.
Times worse. Like yeah. No. Well, another fun fact is if you have a G-spot, it's likely because of your clitoris.
That's fun to know. It's good to know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if you love having the front wall of your vagina touched or stimulated, your clitoris's an internal network is probably to thank. So thank
you. It's your Wi-Fi area.
Are you turned on or are you turned off?
I don't know. That's my clitoris.
Has it been plugged in?
My clitoris.
All right, next fact. The clitoris is like the tip of an iceberg.
Yeah.
You want to know why? I mean, think about it. It's the tip. It's almost like a nipple.
Of the ocean.
It's like a nipple, too. It's the nipple of the vagina.
True that, sister. True that.
I mean, it happens.
I mean, the clitoris is also used for when, you know, men want to turn to women. They use the clit as the head of the dick.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I mean, that's where all the nerve endings mm-hmm. are. And like before, when we were talking about orgasms, some people can't have an internal vaginal orgasm. Ladies, sucks. Not some people, just ladies in general. So some people have to have both stimulation at the same time.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Wow. It's very interesting for all these fun facts.
Oh, yeah. We're learning something new tonight.
Have you ever heard of the A-spot, Shandy?
I have not.
It is a possible pleasure center.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
The interior
fornix?
Okay, there we go. The interior fornix, or the A-spot, is a little
alcove
that sits way back on the belly side of the cervix, a good distance deeper in the vagina than the G-spot. Oh.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me is that you gotta be, like, fisted.
Or a 13-inch dick.
I mean, you gotta, like, get up in there.
Yeah, you wanna use your whole hand. You wanna...
I mean, okay, maybe we're far-fetching it, but I don't know.
We've never had it done, so we aren't sure.
A fun fact about the A-spot, though, is that it's an easy way to create more lubrication in the vagina.
Not only that, though, Shani, 15% of participants in the study researched orgasms from 10 to 15 minutes of an A-spot stimulation.
Well, you know what I'm doing tonight.
Get him fisted, girl.
It's time to find that A-spot, baby. All right. Well, another one. We'll do a few more with y'all.
Just a few.
Cherries don't pop. And can we please stop calling them cherries? And when Why? We say that, we mean The hem of the vagina.
The hem. The hem.
And honestly, that can break from anything. Like some people.
A tampon, horseback riding, jumping a certain way.
Trampoline.
Falling down on your
gymnastics. Hyena. Yeah. I mean, anything is possible. So, I mean.
Anything can break.
And sometimes just because you don't, like a lady doesn't bleed, doesn't mean like she's not a virgin, but just some people have already lost like that hem and just from doing the simple everyday activities.
Yep.
So, despite what you may heard,
this is the truth.
Let's see, Hila.
Let's see. Vaginas are supposed to have a smell. Did you know that, Shandy?
Well, I mean, I figured because you're supposed to have like a pH balance and all that stuff.
So. I mean, it should be common knowledge.
Or is
by
that
now.
Why it has the smell?
Well, the bottom line is, Shandy, the vagina contains a highly specialized army of bacteria that works around the clock to keep your vagina pH healthy and fucking balanced.
Fucking mint.
Fucking mint. If you don't know, now you know.
That's the episode.
How's it going, boo-boo?
I was gonna scroll up.
All right.
Now the fun fact. The vagina is self-cleaning. Let it do its thing.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Tell me more.
That army, a specialized bacteria you talked about.
Yeah.
It exists for the sole purpose of keeping your pH balance at an optimal level to ward off other hostile bacteria.
Who fucking knew?
Y'all, this is an informative episode on vaginas. Come on down to Vagtown.
Choo-choo.
Or... I mean, basically, yeah, it's totally normal because it cleans itself to have discharge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, not a big lot of it all the time.
You don't want to have clumps.
You don't want to be smelly or, you know,
clumpy.
Odd things in it that just don't look right.
Yeah. Don't be putting like foreign figures up in it. Like, you know, don't go get a fucking hairbrush or a light bulb or...
Yeah, you know, there's a store down the road somewhere from you that you can probably go buy a toy. But there's this lovely thing called the internet.
Internet.
And you can order stuff now because Adam and Eve will send you stuff. And like
non-sponsored.
Non-sponsored. They'll send you stuff, but the box won't say it's from Adam and Eve, so you're not getting embarrassed that that's getting delivered to your house.
I like it.
True story.
Hey, Adam and
Now
Eve,
you know.
Hit us up. We are the lights. Also, did you know you can get wet without being sexually aroused?
What?
Yeah.
How? Well, I mean, I guess you could. I mean,
you would think if a person's wet, they must want to have sex, right?
Not always. I feel like it probably goes back to like your pH balance and chemicals and stuff like that.
Yep. Hormones.
The science behind everything.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
See? You already knew.
Yes. So just remember, let's hit this one more time, that vaginal wetness should never be considered a sign or form of consent.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Only a yes can be a form of consent.
People. Amen.
All right. Another fun fact. Vaginas, this is something I'm learning new, get deeper when they're turned on.
Like a light switch?
Yeah, basically. Well, no. I guess it's an electricity somewhere and bam, there you go.
I was just seeing if you would say yes.
With sex on the mind, it opens the doors. Or in your case, with sex on the mind, it turns on the lights.
It flips the light switch.
Normally, the vagina is like 3 to 6 inches long.
Okay.
And 1 to 2 inches wide. Now, that's not everybody's, you know, but this is just on average. After arousal, the upper portion of the vagina elongates, pushing the cervix and uterus slightly deeper into your body to make room for penetration. Now, that makes sense for seeing these women take these big old fucking schlongs.
Yeah. Okay. God, I've seen...
I'm like, oh, well, you know, bye-bye intestines. It.
That's what you think anyways. But also, back to what we were saying earlier, did you know, which you should now, because we already talked about it.
We've discussed.
That vaginas change colors.
now you know.
Not like a mood ring or anything, yeah, but no, the vagina does change cover over clothes. Age and time.
Hormones and everything play a factor into this.
Yep.
But don't worry. Over time, it might go back to its normal shade. It might not. So just, it's a thing.
Yeah.
One thing you ladies should know, that not every orgasm is gonna be mind fucking blowing, like earth shattering. Okay, so just be happy sometimes that you have one.
Yeah.
Not saying like settle for that. You know, make sure you ask like next time.
Tell a man what you want first.
Or finish mama off. I'll never have to really have that issue.
Neither do I.
But you know, you gotta be able to tell them. And like I said, it's not every orgasm is gonna be the greatest orgasm.
Because they are all shapes and sizes.
Exactly.
Big
exactly.
ones, little ones, medium ones. Yeah. Also, I actually learned this a few years ago, Shandy. I seen some lady do it on
a
video.
I saw a video too of it, yeah.
So you can actually lift weights with your vagina. Mm-hmm. Your vagina is actually very, very, very powerful.
Start training. Mm-hmm. Kegel exercises would be my
I mean, it's a way to strengthen your pelvic floor.
It says vaginal muscles can make sex last longer and feel better, but my thing is it might make it feel better.
But what if you're too strong down there and you're like, and it crushes the man's fucking dick? Too.
It's possible, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it happened to somebody. But the lasting part, I feel like, depends on the man.
That's interesting.
This one's an interesting fact. Like, I didn't know that. Some people have two vaginas. Due to a rare abnormality called uterus delephus. I butchered that, sorry. A very small number of people actually have two vaginal canals. And people with two vaginas can still get pregnant and deliver a baby, but there's a much higher risk for miscarriage or preterm labor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like some people are born with like two urethras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How about this one? The clitoris and penises share a hometown.
Come on down to Vatchtown and tell me about it.
Well, in the beginning, Shandy, all fetuses have what's called a genital ridge.
Yeah.
Okay. For both male and female fetuses, the ridge is
indistinguishable.
Exactly.
So that means that we, men included, we're all women at one point in time.
Yep, because around 9 weeks after conception, that's when you start changing.
That's when the dangling comes out.
Yeah. Yep. But the point is, we all start off in the same place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all came from the same place. This is a big one. I didn't even think about it, to be honest. Childbirth doesn't prematurely stretch out the vagina, but expect some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it doesn't. Did I say prematurely?
Yes, you did. Okay. Doesn't permanently.
Yeah. God. Prematurely. Yeah. Childbirth doesn't permanently stretch out the vagina, but it expects some changes.
Like what, Shandy?
Of course, you know, there is going to be some little stretching. Well, you just pushed out a fucking head, man. You've pushed out a whole fucking body. Baby.
Okay? A 19, 20 inch kid with a 13 inch head around.
Now, I'm only talking from the research because I've had two C-sections. So I guess you could talk on, you know, the whole childbirth thing that way. But what I've read is that the vagina and the vulva, what we talked about earlier, will likely feel bruised and swollen, which I believe that because it fucking stretches, man. And it's also common for your vagina to feel more open than normal on account of the human that recently passed through. Yeah.
Mine didn't. Mine felt like I've been fucked for days on end. I've been fucked for days, literally. Fucked for days.
I believe it.
It felt more swollen and closed up. Like I felt like I couldn't fit nothing in it, which I didn't try to, but mine didn't feel like I was breathing air through my vagina.
Oh, yeah. All the hormones and everything that are leaving your body, too. Like, everything's changing. Everything's trying to go back to normal, but it takes time.
Yeah, especially passing blood clots after all of it. It hurt.
But like, I just want people to know that, like I said, just because it expands doesn't mean that, like, you know, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Now, maybe after having a certain amount of kids, possibly. I don't know. I can't speak on that, so I don't know. But
it didn't change any though. Like it didn't stretch out.
Exactly.
It was completely back to normal.
So all you guys out there that say, oh, you women who have had a kid, like no one wants to be with you.
Because bitch, my shit's tighter than the other bitch you're fucking.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Just saying.
Tight coochie, man.
It snaps right back. It's like a rubber band. It snaps right back.
Exactly. It really, really does. So, hey, now you know.
So, yeah.
We want to end with one more?
Sure.
All right. You want to take it away?
You cannot lose a tampon or anything at all inside your vagina.
That's good to know. I guess I've never really had to dig anything out of my vagina, so I wouldn't really.
No.
I wouldn't really know.
I don't either.
I've had the Mirena, so I can say that I've had to check that before. But
yeah, so I'll say your cervix is only.
I've never lost a tampon. How do you lose a tampon?
It would have to go through your cervix itself in order to lose it. But yeah. Your cervix is, you know, it's only like a little donut.
I just want to know how you, I mean, I guess it does happen. It happens to people. I know it doesn't ever happen to me. I just want to know how it happens. Like, where's it go?
I don't know. Medical conditions, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
If you've had this problem, let us know. We would like to be informed. So, yeah. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up, though. Hope you guys enjoyed our little fun facts about the vagina.
Enjoyed our trip down to Vag Town.
Choo-choo!
Until next week, chicken heads, peace out.
Ow!